Hello. The topic we will be covering today is women's dating options. Before I get into the topic, I would like to look back in history. Throughout history, women have depended on men to survive. The man was the provider and protector. Only in the last century have women started to claim they don't need a man. That's another topic I will be covering later on. In 2021, women have jobs, homes, government welfare, child support alimony, running water, HVAC, electricity, and all of the other modern conveniences that did not exist over a century ago. In today's world, it's a genocentric society. Women have it on easy mode. Everyone caters to women, including dating sites and social media. Women today have so many options. In addition, women want instant gratification in our microwave society. Some ways women date are dating apps and social media apps such as Tinder, Bumble, Hinge, Plenty of Fish, OkCupid, Facebook Dating, eHarmony, Seeking Arrangements, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, Match. Excuse me, I need a drink of water, my throat is drying from talking so much. Okay, I am good now, continuing on. Farmers Only, Christian Mingle, Happn, Zoosk, Adult Friend Finder, Elite Singles. I think you get the idea. I could list more, but I would probably lose my voice. Because women have so many options. They have a difficult time selecting a partner. They are literally getting hundreds of matches and messages per day. This isn't even counting meeting people in the real world. These women can pull out their phone and have dozens of men that would be willing to meet them that same day. Uncle Arthur, what are your thoughts?
Good evening, you filthy animals. Because women have thousands of men throwing themselves at them, they have an abundance mindset. The thirst is so bad these days for most men. In my youth, only 5% of women became single mothers. Today, it's over 52%. In my time, single mothers were outcast and frowned upon. Today, they are celebrated. The men who are cucks today have no problem wifing up a woman and raising another man's offspring. It's pitiful. Because women have so many options, they don't value what they have. In generations past, women locked down a man early on. They knew they needed a man and wanted to have a family. They didn't want to grow up being an old lady without a family. Also, women didn't have as many opportunities to make income back then. In 2021, these women are out there riding the carousel. If the relationship ends, they pull out their phone. They have a menu of men to order from. Because things are so easy and disposable, there is no value in it. It's not rare. In my youth, it wasn't this way. Because women have so many options, their hypergamy plays out. They want to find the best of the best. This is known as the 80-20 rule. They only want the top 20% of men. This means 80% of the men are put out cold. When these women are dating, after the honeymoon phase, they start to pick apart all of your flaws. Eventually, they convince themselves they can find better. After all, there are thousands of other men. If these dating apps didn't exist, they may be more likely to stick around with the man. Because there are so many men wanting to date, they will abandon the relationship when it isn't perfect. They jump to the next partner, only to repeat the same pattern over and over, until she smashes into the wall. When she smashes into the wall, it's game over for her. Because so many men are remaining single, the marriage rates are dead. Childbirths are dropping as well. Women's dating options are endless.
Great insight as usual, Uncle Arthur. I have deployed 3 times in the last 5 years. When I return and check out the dating sites, I always see the same women reappearing. It's hilarious. You are absolutely correct. These women repeat the same pattern over and over. In 5 years using the dating apps, all they received was miles of pipe. Once the last bit of looks they have fades, they will be locked away in a one-bedroom apartment with cats, wine, and misery. They will have to live the last 40-plus years of their life alone in misery. Because women have so many options, 80% of men don't stand a chance. This is great because it has freed men. They are no longer wasting their time, money, effort, and energy. The top 20% of men are just laying pipe on the broads every day until they ghost them and go after another piece of tail. It's a train wreck. I am content sitting on the sidelines in a folding chair with a bag of popcorn and watching it all burn. The womanist got what they wanted. Now they have to live with it. I will be covering finances in another episode, but I will say many men are investing in cryptocurrency. While that may be wise, cat food may also be a great thing to invest in. I foresee a growing trend of more and more cat ladies. Because women have so many options, they have more and more temptation to cheat on their partner. Childbirth fraud is abundant. They have access to so many men, there is no telling who the real father is without a paternity test. I'm glad I withdrew from this madness. Be sure to like, comment, share, and subscribe. It will help this channel to grow and get the message out. If you have any feedback, I would like to hear from you. I am currently establishing myself on other platforms. Eventually, when they come after me, I will have fallback options. If you would like to send me your story, a news article, ask for advice, etc., you can contact me in the email address listed in the description. I will feature it on my other channel, the Wolf's Den channel. Thank you for watching. This is the Lone Wolf signing out.
We're better off as strangers. Believe me when I say, loving me is loving danger. Your heart is bound to break. I walk alone in the night, neath the pale moon. Loving's for the fools. Baby, beware of my body. I'm alone, I'm alone, I'm a lone wolf. 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 I'm a